I'm David Shaper in Schererville, Indiana, in the union-strong northwest part of the state, just across the border from the president's hometown of Chicago. I gathered at Spike's Lakeside Inn 2 in Schererville, a bar and restaurant, with a group of people mostly supportive of the need for health care reform. 48-year-old Dan Merchek, a police officer in the Lake County Sheriff's Department, graded the president's speech high.
I thought it was a pretty good speech. It started off very strong, cleared a point. I would say it's probably close to an A.
He made it clear that the plan was good for all Americans, whether they are already insured or whether they're not insured.
Electrician Frank Lennon of Highland, Indiana, says he liked most of what he heard in Mr. Obama's speech. But Lennon says while the president's promise to not increase the deficit sounds good...
No, there wasn't a whole lot of specifics, no.
But letter carrier Sharon Patterson, a single mother from nearby Lowell, Indiana, likes that the president's plan not only would cover everyone.
I like the idea of how he stated, okay, it's like driving a car. You're required to have, you know, insurance to drive. Well, the same thing. You'd be required to have health insurance.
And Amaya Wright, who was recently laid off from her job with the city of Gary, is also thrilled with the president's plan for covering those without health insurance.
And I think that public option that he is creating and putting something there managed by a not-for-profit for that group, I think that is long overdue. And I say hallelujah that it's getting done.
And the president's speech did more than just elicit praise, raising some eyebrows in the supportive group.
I thought it was interesting that he threw out tort reform.
Judy Tarek works for the Lake Area United Way.
That, to me, was more... the president extending a hand across the aisle.
Tarek says she believes the president did a good job dispelling the myths and misinformation about his health care plan. Bottom line, Dan Merchek says, is that this group of Hoosiers believes the president made his case.
Matter of fact, I think he said something to the fact that he's not the first president, but he will be the last president. He's going to get this fixed. Now, those are pretty big words to say, and I'm sure there were some people shaking their heads on the other side of the aisle there. But this group believes in that, and I think a lot of Americans, and it's really not a Democrat or Republican thing.
After all, Merchek says, this president has already done something that many never thought possible in changing the longtime red state of Indiana blue. David Shaper, NPR News in Schererville, Indiana.